From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president backs off Guantanamo threat. U.S. President Donald Trump still thinks the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City ought to get the death penalty, but is backing away from trying to send him to the U.S. Detention Center for Suspected Terrorists at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Mr. Trump said Thursday he would love to send the NYC terrorist to Guantanamo, but statistically that process takes much longer than handling his trial through the U.S. court system. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, appeared in New York City today and seemed to indicate that Guantanamo was not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test. Now, this comes just days before President Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers Thursday it has detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. Now, NIS officials testified that the nuclear test site possibly sustained damage after the regime conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test on September the 3rd. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy has reported protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital of Asmara. One report said at least 28 people were killed and dozens were wounded following unrest that began on Monday. As expected, the United States voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel joined the U.S. Washington's no vote contrasted with its abstention just a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Well, today marks the 100th anniversary of a British government declaration celebrated by Israel as a foundation in establishing a Jewish state, but criticized by Palestinians as an injustice and an impediment to peace in the region. Known as the Balfour Declaration, the 1917 text came in a letter from Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour to Lord Lionel Walker Rothschild, a British financier and Zionist leader. It lays out the British government's declaration of sympathy with Jewish aspirations to create a homeland. Now, the significance of the day did not go unnoted by supporters of Palestine, including protests outside the British embassy in Amman, Jordan.
Well, this is a message to the British government that what they did before 100 years will never pass, and we will never forget. And we are going back for sure.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is marking today's anniversary by attending a dinner in London hosted by British Prime Minister Theresa May. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi traveled to the troubled northern Rakhine state for the first time since the start of a brutal military campaign against minority Rohingya Muslims. Suu Kyi met Thursday with a Rohingya Muslim community, and she also traveled to the Myanmar-Bangladesh border and met with families of the Border Guard Police Force. VOA's Burmese service reports Myanmar's de facto leader told Rohingya villagers she wants to see the reconstruction of their community, urging those tasked with implementing reconstruction plans to take villagers' specific needs into account. And some members of Spain's ousted Catalonia regional government appeared today before the country's highest court as part of a rebellion investigation. And we'll have more on that coming up. And you can check out our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.